Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about Kanye. Kanye West, now known as Ye or Ye or something. And we've actually spoken about him a lot because we had this discussion when he was looking to go to the UK. And I fought bravely alone with all of you. Mukundi and you lot all said I had lost my mind, but I actually thought that if he's publicly apologized, we should give him the opportunity to change. Well, it seems as though that conversation, I was apparently wrong because you told me I was wrong, but that conversation has now taken on a further nuance, which I find even more interesting, because there is a talk about him actually going to Israel to perform in Israel. Is this redemption, provocation, PR, or does it tell us something about culture, about forgiveness, and maybe about the strange relationship that Jews have with trying to get along? Joining us now is Adam Scott Abelos, founder and CEO of Israel Innovation Fund. Adam, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us on what I think is an absolutely fascinating topic, not because I give a hoot about Kanye or Ye, but just because of what it all means. So can we just start right at the beginning? Is he really looking at performing in Israel, or are we still in rumor territory around this?
Hi, thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're in rumor territory.
Okay, even given that, so we don't know if this is really real or not. What is what would it mean? I mean, is there a possibility that he would come and play
in
Israel?
I really don't think there is a possibility, to be honest. Like I said, I think we're in total rumor territory, and I don't think anybody wants him here.
Oh, so you disagree with me vehemently? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it's not about disagreeing with you vehemently. I just don't think he's welcome in Israel. I mean, he started his tirade exactly a year before October 7th and primed pop culture for anti-Semitism, and many people do not believe that his apology was sincere.
What about the fact that he very clearly had lost his mind? And I am playing the devil's advocate because obviously I live in this world as well.
Who says he found his mind?
Well, that's, I guess, I'd like to think that being non-anti-Semitic is finding your mind. And we know that we always wonder why people, when they go mad, want to kill Jews. You know, what is that? How does that even work? But so maybe it's an excuse. But we do know that he has sabotaged his entire life, not only with his anti-Semitic tirades, but with everything, with many, many parts of his life.
Last time I checked, lithium doesn't come with a side effect of anti-Semitism.
Yeah, but I don't think he was taking it, which is part of the problem. So do we not, how do we get to a stage then that we forgive somebody? Do we ever forgive him?
I don't think it's about forgiveness here, and I think that's just kind of a cop out. To be honest, there was this went on for over a year. Mm. This had much more to do with business and the Kushners and their investment in Skims than it did really anything else. I mean, if you watch the Tucker Carlson interview, it's very clear what's going on.
I try not to watch
it. It was years ago.
No, I remember.
Before Tucker. It was very clear. The man is jealous that, a Jewish person that maybe had an easier life growing up had a larger business investment than he did in his ex-wife's company. He's obviously an egomaniac and has a significant amount of problems. I enjoy listening to anti-Semitic Kanye music. At the end of the day, though, I don't think anybody needs him here, wants him here, or wants to give him any more attention than he already craves, considering that he's a bipolar narcissist.
Is there anything he could do? in your view? Like, is there anything that he could do that would convince you? And I would imagine that you started by saying nobody wants him here. The sense, obviously, that you have is that people in Israel are actually just not there for it. They've had enough of anti-Semitism, had enough of people creating.
I don't think that this country will be benefited by a popular culture concert with Kanye West. If Kanye West wants to do something to apologize, he can walk into traffic.
Tell us how you really feel. I really am very alone in this. Hey? It's actually quite interesting because, Mukundi, who is the controller, my controller on the show, thinks.
Let me rephrase that. I apologize for saying you can walk into traffic. Obviously, I'm just joking. All I'm saying is that going to a rabbi, filming it, and saying that he's sorry, a rabbi who's quite controversial from what I understand, it's just not like, what do you, my father always used to say, there's talk and then there's action. And like, I'd like to know what actions he's taken to actually repair the major amount of damage that he's done and endangered, hundreds of thousands of lives. In America, given the fact that a number of white supremacists and anti-Semites use the words that he says to justify how they feel and their actions, you can talk the talk, but you got to walk the walk. And I'd really like to see what actions he'd like to take. What Jewish charities is he beginning to support? Hmm. What is he doing to actually repent? In Jewish tradition, they say the best form of tshuva is to stop a certain type of behavior or to do the opposite of whatever type of behavior you have to give tshuva for. So, I think I've made myself really clear. Obviously, he doesn't need to walk into traffic, but actions speak louder than words.
Okay. So in other words, what he should be doing rather is instead of the public stance of coming to Israel, which obviously would benefit him in terms of his career, do it a little bit more quietly, support Jewish charities, engage in Jewish maybe education of some sort, rather than these very, very public gestures. Is that really what you're saying?
Yes.
But it still wouldn't convince you from what I'm hearing. Listen,
there was nobody that was as big of a fan as Kanye West as I was. I went to school in Chicago.
So that's probably why you're angry. That's why you're angry, and I get it. No. I think it's right. I was never a Kanye fan. I didn't listen to his music then. I don't listen to it now. And it's not because of anything other than I'm not a fan. So sometimes when we are, then people disappoint us more.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with me being a fan. You don't get to go on the largest platforms in the world and say what you say and get away with it. It's just sad. Well, all right. Yeah.
Mukundi is agreeing with you 100%. I don't agree with you, but that's okay. That is what makes talk radio very much more interesting. I'm going to put it out to our listeners. That's where we're going to leave it. 061-895-1019. Do you feel as strongly as our guest does? Adam Scott Bellows, founder and CEO of Israel Innovation Fund. Do you share that view, his view, very, very strong view, or do you have a more moderate or different approach?